Hello, you're listening to Wrestle Fanzine. I am your host, Daniel Ball. Follow us on Twitter at Wrestle Fanzine. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or find us on YouTube. Just search Wrestle Fanzine. This week's show, we're going to be talking about the big pay-per-view that took place last Saturday night, WWE Fastlane. Oh, wait, no, we're not. Because that has been completely forgotten about. Unless you've been sleeping under a rock, all that has been spoke about in the wrestling world this week is, no, it's not CM Punk, although we will get into CM Punk later on in the show, but it is the Tuesday Night Wars, because this Tuesday, basically Dynamite went head-to-head with NXT, like the good old days, except it was on a Tuesday, and yeah, obviously NXT has got a lot hotter recently, Dynamite has dropped recently, but everyone was like, who's going to win? NXT. Is it going to be AEW who's going to win? We're not going to call it NXT. We're going to call it WWE because that's what show it. That's what it was. It was basically NXT Mania as it's been labelled. Even WWE internally were labelling it as that. But it was NXT versus Dynamite. But NXT basically borrowed all of the top WWE stars to draw in that rating. But really, did they even need to do that? I don't think they did. Because last week, let's go back to last week. I feel like this has been like forgotten in the shuffle a little bit, because last week NXT already beat Dynamite, although it wasn't head to head. But last week, I think what Dynamite did 800. I've not got the notes in front of me, but Dynamite did 800,000 viewers, and I'm pretty sure NXT did like 850 plus, 857 maybe, something like that. So yeah, for me it was already a bit of an anticlimax. NXT already beat Dynamite last week in both of their regular spots. Dynamite had like the debut on TV, not in ring, but you know what I mean? The first time Edge, I'm always going to call him Edge, not Adam Copeland, was on Dynamite was last week, and they still got beat to NXT for the first time this year, I believe. But yeah, so it was a little bit of an anticlimax, I'd say, because we already knew, I think even, if you'd have just done NXT's regular show without Cena, without Paul Heyman, without LA Knight, without Cody Rhodes, without The Undertaker, yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. NXT didn't need to do that. WWE did not need to do that because they would have beat Dynamite anyway. I mean, on the regular nights, NXT won the week before. Dynamite moving nights, which always hinders a show. You'll notice SmackDown once a year moves from Fox to, what is it, Fox Sports 2 or something. Obviously, you can tell by the accent, I'm not American. And guess what? The viewership is greatly, greatly down. So moving nights has always been a hindrance to whatever show is moving nights. So yeah, I don't think WWE needed to do any of this, but they did. Do you know what I mean? WWE, they didn't want to be beat like they had been in previous head-to-head battles. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had the one, was it? I think AEW went head-to-head with SmackDown. Was it? No, Rampage went head-to-head with SmackDown. I think that was when, actually, SmackDown moved channels. And NXT, if you remember, they did the buy-in show where Danielson faced Suzuki. I can't actually remember what was on the Rampage show, if I'm right. But maybe it was Dynamite, I don't know. But anyway, AEW won the demographic on that show. I believe they won last year's one as well. So yeah, you've got to ask your question, did WWE really need to do this? But they did it anyway. They had Undertaker, Cody, Cena, LA Knight, and others on the show. But the results were in, and it was NXT did 921,000 viewers to AEW Dynamite, 609,000 viewers, an overall victory of, yeah, I'm all right at maths, 312,000. Now, it was a guarantee, wasn't it? It was a guarantee. They also won in the demographic, which was a lot closer, 18 to 49. NXT did a 0.3, Dynamite did a 0.26, which is pretty good, really, for Dynamite. So, I don't know what that tells you. A lot of old people wanted to watch NXT. A lot of the old people wanted to watch the classic moment where Undertaker chokeslam Braun Breaker. Yeah, what a classic moment that was. It was alright, wasn't it? But do you know what I mean? It was just the show itself. I mean, NXT had Cody as like the GM. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I watched it the next day because obviously it's on at 1 a.m. in the UK. So I sat there and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to watch NXT first because I'm more interested in Dynamite. And I watched the opening segment with Cody being the GM and Dragunov coming out. I thought, what the fuck am I doing here? I've got Kingston against Suzuki. Do you know what I mean? I've got Danielson against Swerve. I can just go and watch that. Fuck this. I'm going to go and watch that. And that's exactly what I did. Now, I've had people, this tribalism stuff is just fucking weird. Like, So I posted that Dynamite was a really good show. Dynamite, let's not, no beating around the bush here, yeah? Unless you're an idiot, yeah? People are like, oh, I like this flavour ice cream. Shut up, yeah? Dynamite was the better show. Yeah, the better wrestling matches and the better storyline progression, okay? NXT had the bigger stars on. Do you know what I mean? Undertaker, Cena and Cody are bigger stars than anything that was on AEW, which is why it won. Yeah, that's why it won, okay? But as you got overall, Dynamite was clearly the better show. And it's just, I don't know, I just think it's a little bit weird. I posted this and I've got WWE fans who are like saying, oh, go cry some more, blah, 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 blah. Going on about Dynamite losing and that. Oh, I'm just a typical AEW fan. And I'm like, typical AEW fan? Mate, I'm about to go to my fifth WrestleMania next year. Been watching WWE since, like, what, 1999, 2000, yeah? I was sat staying up until 1 a.m., 4 a.m., sorry, watching John Cena versus Randy Orton ending a DQ in the main event of a pay-per-view. So to say that I'm an AEW fan and not a WWE fan, yeah, you're just fucking wrong. And it's just weird that I'll post something criticising AEW, which is what takes up most of our Twitter timeline, yeah? And I've got AEW fans saying, oh, you're just a WWE lifer, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, what I am, yeah? I'm a huge wrestling fan, yeah? That if AEW shit, I will tell you AEW shit. If WWE shit, I will tell you WWE shit. It's just bizarre. It's like, fair enough, like, if you go into, like, football, yeah, you'll have Man United fans versus Liverpool fans. I get that. Do you know what I mean? You support one team, you hate the other team, yeah? This is wrestling. I'm a fan of wrestling, yeah. I just want two great shows every week, which we don't really get. I mean, yeah. So NXT are victorious, right? Woohoo, right? I wonder what Undertaker, Cody, Cena, LA, I wonder what they're all doing on NXT next week. The answer is nothing. This will mean nothing. It's one standalone win to stroke the egos of Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Well done. Well done. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what else you want to hear about that. It's pretty pointless, to be honest. But let's be honest, it was fucking great, weren't it? NXT going head-to-head with Dynamite. I mean, there's rumours going around that Monday Night Raw could be moving nights. Can you imagine if Raw moves to Wednesday night and goes head-to-head with Dynamite? That'd be great. That is what I want to see. Although Raw would kill them, yeah? Right? It'd just be great, wouldn't it? All Tony Khan tweeting, crying about, like, what do they call? HBK and Triple H. Bold assholes. The owner of a company. He's coming out and calling the guy who's basically booking the other show an asshole. It's fucking brilliant. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's WWE fans who, like, hate AEW and want it to die. Why? Do you want to go back to the days of WWE 2007 where you've got Cena and Orton main event in a pay-per-view ending via DQ just to prolong the story? Do you want that? No. No, you don't. You want great storylines, great pay-per-views. You don't want WWE not trying. You don't want AEW not trying. I mean, it was all well and good, Dynamite and Tony Khan trying to put on this great show tonight. Let's throw everything. Danielson versus Swerve, Hangman Page versus Jay White, Edge wrestling in the main event, yeah? Why do you not do this every week? Tony Khan has just been resting on his laurels, basically. He's been sat there thinking, yeah, do you know what? Yeah, my pay-per-views are great. They're the best pay-per-views ever. But his weekly TV and his storylines and his booking this year, it's been pretty mediocre, to be honest with you. They've been going through the motions like, oh, let's throw out a tournament, a battle royal, someone will steal a title belt. Do you know what I mean? Will they turn on the other? Won't they turn on the other? And it feels like he's forgotten, like, the whole point of AEW in the first place, which was, do you know what I mean? To be an alternative, yeah? Instead, it's just WWE 2.0. with a bit of great wrestling on the pay-per-views. And I feel like, hopefully, getting absolutely battered by NXT, yeah? The third brand, being battered by NXT, might have a little fire under his arse. It certainly seems like it has on Twitter, so hopefully it does in his booking. Let's not go back to Dynamite next week, do you know what I mean? And have, oh, a tag team match in the main event. Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara, will they, won't they, turn each other bollocks? I know they've already turned in each other. Every week, Tony Khan needs to realise, WWE, hopefully, but he definitely has realised it now, WWE is leaps and bounds the number one in the industry, yeah, right? And why would you get into something if you didn't want to compete to them, if you don't want to beat them? Why bother? Why take just being the Pepsi to the Coca-Cola? Why take being that? Every week, Tony Khan should be trying to make Dynamite a great show. People say, oh, you can't have great matches every week. You can't have great storylines every... Why not? Why can't you? You've got the best roster on paper, probably in wrestling history. We could be having great matches every week on Dynamite. Solid booking. We could be having that. We was having it for a spell back there. Probably the best booked AEW shows were the pandemic shows. Do you know what I mean? And that spell when Punk and Bray came, that was the peak of AEW. Why not do this every week? Why not stack up Dynamite every week? I mean, you don't have to, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, let's just have Omega Danielson main event with no storyline or build. But you could have shows like this every week with big one-on-one matches on that would draw an interest. I mean, if there's anything Tony Khan can rest his, well, whatever the saying is, yeah. NXT, with Undertaker, Cody, Cena, LA Knight on, didn't hit the million. If this show, yeah, took place, if the NXT show was booked exactly like this, had the exact same wrestlers on a regular Tuesday, right, when there was no competition from AEW, I'm pretty sure this show would have hit 1.2 million. At least, okay? Probably would have done 0.4 in the 18 to 49 demographic, right? But that many people wanted to watch Dynamite on the Tuesday. Yeah, they wanted to see this card that Tony Khan had put together. Simple. That is what they wanted to do. And I wouldn't even be that downbeat about the 609,000. You've moved nights, okay? Yeah? You're pretty much held in the demo. You're not much different to what you usually are in the demo. Yeah, you've lost a couple of 100,000 views, but you've got 609,000 people watching your show over Undertaker, Cena, Cody, established stars on the other channel, yeah? Because I'm being honest with you, if he hadn't stacked this card and he would have given us a regular Dynamite, I'm pretty sure this would have done collision level numbers. The 300,000 diehards that will watch the B show, which is what Collision has turned out to be. I'm pretty sure that's what you would have done if you'd have just let this show die a death like he does most weeks on Collision. But no, he stacked up the card, yeah? And he competed. 609,000 people wanted to watch this show, yeah? Why not do this every week? You put this sort of show on week in, week out on a Wednesday night, and trust me, you will be hitting the million. You will be hitting the million in a couple of months. It does take a couple of months, maybe 6 months, for people to build this up. It's not overnight. And after the shit booking that you did all summer, pretty much, yeah, it's going to take time to rebuild this. But just fuck everything off. Do you know what I mean? Get rid of all this bollocks with Adam Cole and MJF, the Tony Storm stuff, yeah? Just get rid of it. Let's go back to being the alternative, yeah? Where you build stories through wrestling, through results of matches, yeah? We don't need, oh, such a buddy shag, such a buddy's wife. Let's build a story out of it. We don't need that melodrama, yeah? Let's just go back to basics. Let's reset. I know AEW feels like they've had a million resets, but that is what they need to do. And I felt like with this show, they did. They went back to basics. They tried to give us a good, well, a very good wrestling show, which is what they did. All right? So yeah, now I've got that off my chest. Why not do it every single week? But yeah, so that's basically what I wanted to say about that. We're going to get into the show now. And we had Kingston versus Suzuki on the buy-in. Now, for me, I thought it was 10 minutes of hard-hitting action. I don't quite understand why they didn't go 20 minutes with this, because it was a half an hour buy-in, so you could have just got people in the mood with this. But no, they went 10 minutes. They just did the basic match, 3.25 for this. Dynamite opens. TK did announce on the buy-in that Moxley couldn't be cleared, and instead it would be Orange Cassidy. So, as I say, we got Orange Cassidy versus Phoenix, Danielson versus Swerve, Page versus Jay White, Edge in the main event. So on paper, this is a must-see Dynamite for fans of AEW. It's not skippable like some episodes of Dynamite can be. But what I want to talk about is that great Danielson-Strickland match. What a fucking match this is for TV. This is what AEW was built on, yeah? For years and years, you'd watch WWE. And if you got a match anywhere near this, you'd be talking about it for weeks. Do you know what I mean? I can name off the top of my head Seth Rollins versus Daniel Bryan on Raw. Punk versus Cena on Raw. Because they were matches probably around this level, but they were that few and far between. I can just name them like that, yeah? And this is what it was. Great match between the two. Swerve, as I've been hounding on about for months now, is ready to be a main event player. He's got everything. He's got the act, the entrance, the wrestling ability. He's got the main event poise when he's in the ring, when he picks up the microphone, and we are ready to, let's go with this. Now, he did lose the match, but, do you know what I mean? As I say, if we want main event wrestlers to go against each other, somebody has to lose. Obviously, Hangman Swerve played a big part in the finish. So Swerve doesn't lose too much on that. We get that Brian beats Christian. And yeah, I mean, it sets up Danielson versus Christian on Collision, which that is going to make me want to watch Collision, yeah? Two of the, probably for me, the hottest acts in AEW at the moment, because Danielson's on fire in-ring-wise and Christian character-wise. He's just phenomenal. And yeah, I think what you need to do with this, because basically, I'd like to see Danielson just be the heavyweight champion, yeah? Just go out there and wrestle every week and give us great TV matches. Bought the belts, like locked in with this MJF stuff, the Adam Cole stuff. I don't think MJF is going to drop the belt until Adam Cole's back in action, which could be like months and months. But yeah, so you're going to give Danielson another title. Maybe it could have been the international title, but it looks like it's going to be the TNT title. And you can have him wrestle. The TNT title can be on Collision, and he can be in the main event of Collision most weeks, putting on bangers like this match with Swerve. And I think that's what they'll do. He can rebuild the TNT title. Well, Christian's rebuilt it, Annie, but Danielson can take it further. And the Edge and Christian feud, you're assuming Edge is going to win the match between Edge and Christian. Do we really need Edge as TNT champion? Don't think we do. So yeah, you can go and put the belt on Danielson, which by the time we do the next episode of WrestleFanzine, I fully expect to have happened. So yeah, if you're going to go and watch anything from Dynamite, go and watch Danielson versus Swerve Strickland. I went 4.25 on this match. Brian Danielson is having, but he didn't really do too much in the first half of the year in-wise, but this last few months, since Punk left AEW, he has really taken the ball and ran with it. We had Jericho versus Hobbs. Now, Hobbs squashed Jericho. It was a prolonged squash match, went about, what, 6-7 minutes. I don't think Hobbs is all that. I'll be honest with you. What has he done? He's been with the company now for, what, 3-4 years? He was in Team Taz. He's tried loads of different things. The Booker Hobbs, he teamed up with QT. None of it seemed to work, did it? Do you know what I mean? What has he done? Name the great Hobbs promo. Name the great Hobbs match. There isn't one. There was a good match with Punk. There was a good match with Miro. But that's about it. Yeah, he's been living off this so-called great match with Punk for years now. It was a 3-star match. That was it. I don't see much in Hobbs, I'm going to be honest. He's a big guy. Yeah, he's a big guy, that's it. I mean, people saying, oh, he's going to be the first black AEW world champion. No, 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 no. That has to be Swerve. Swerve has got everything Hobbs hasn't got for me. And yeah, Hobbs, he's just a big guy. He's a big guy, a big bulk of a man. What else does he offer? I don't understand. To me, this isn't the guy to squash Jericho with. There's plenty of people you could have Jericho lose to. Daniel Garcia, for a start, yeah. Have him beat Jericho decisively. Hobbs, I think he's just overpushed. He's about to be overpushed. I mean, I'm willing to give him one last chance with Don Callis, but this is going to be against people. A lot of people love Hobbs. I'm going to go on record of saying this Hobbs thing with Callis isn't going to work. And in 3-4 months' time, he'll be back doing nothing, probably where Wardlow is. So yeah, that's my thoughts on Hobbs. But I'm willing to give it a chance. With the crap next with Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, it can just fuck off. I don't even want to speak about it. Orange Cassidy takes the title, international title off Rey Fénix. Now, a lot of people just didn't really give the pop and the feeling of Cassidy winning the title back. But I'm glad it's gone back on him because I do think we need the rematch with Moxley on a big stage, okay? Now, I know there's people that are going to be thinking like, man, the whole story was him winning the title back off Moxley. But I actually, although it's not really what was planned, obviously the plan was to just do a quick match with Moxley taking the title back off Fénix, and then Orange Cassidy could chase Moxley. But they've had to like go against that because Moxley wasn't able to compete tonight. So they put the belt on Cassidy. So for me, they need to take the storyline in a different direction. Yeah, you can have it of the whole centerpiece of the story being, can Cassidy defend the title against Moxley? The match that broke him last time when Moxley went out there, beat the shit out of Cassidy and took the title off him to end All Out in a fucking memorable main event match. Now it's the match 3 months later. Cassidy's going in, he's won his belt back, yeah? But is he going to drop it back to Moxley? And I think that could lead to great storytelling. Hopefully it does. Go back to basics, tell the story around the match and previous match history, yeah? And I'm really excited for Cassidy. Hopefully, can he defend the title against Moxley? and that should be your match at Full Gear. Is there anything else on the show that I want to talk about? Hangman Page versus Jay White. It was probably the worst Page-Jay White match you'll see. It went 18 minutes. It was all right. Dragged a bit. It was fine. Do you know what I mean? There was nothing to write home about. Obviously, Prince Nana basically cost Hangman Page the match. And yeah, that's going to... It's Full Gear's looking all right now. We're going to get Page versus Swerve. Yeah, number two. We're going to get Moxley Orange Cassidy. Number two, and we're going to get Jay White versus MJF. So, yeah, I like the direction heading into Full Gear. The whole thing that's going to be spoke about is the Jay White stuff with Hangman Page, not Hangman Page, with MJF. After the match, MJF, now he took it back to basics, didn't he? Yeah, he took it back to basics, and he sort of forgotten about all this comedy stuff last week. Let's get one side of the arena chanting this, chanting that. He tweeted out that he realised he made a mistake last week. He got a lot of shit for that. For me, he's had a lot of shit for that. I think he's been absolutely terrible since All In. I basically said, look, let's go with MJF, top babyface, let's go out. Have him be in the top babyface, but I didn't want him to be a comedic babyface as the top guy. But hopefully he's learned from his mistakes, and he gave an impassioned promo here. And basically, Juice Robinson did a thing where like he was going on about quarters. Obviously, we had the whole people throwing quarters at MJF, bullied him from years ago with the Punk storyline, so they brought that back up. I'm not going to get into the controversy of the Jewish stuff, because I just can't be arsed, to be honest with you. But nice way to get into a feud. It looks like he's going to feud with Juice Robinson, leading up to the Jay White match. Now, we've always suffered, I think, with AEW. They'll give the match, yeah, the main event match, but then they just struggle week to week to get to the pay-per-view, and it feels like we're dragging it out. But they've got a lot to go out with this. We've got the Dynamite Diamond Ring Battle Royal next week, where Robinson says he's going to take it off MJF, so we can go forward with that. We've got, they basically said MJF's got to find partners to take on Bullet Club Gold, and then he'll give him the title back. That's going to be MJF and the Acclaimed versus Bullet Club Gold. Hopefully we can keep down the serious route with this as the storyline progresses. But yeah, as I say, the MJF title reign has been a disaster for me the last few months, but we got back on track here with a serious promo, and I like the direction that they take going into next week. And MJF Juice Robinson feels like a heated thing, and then it's going to lead to MJF Jay White confirmed for Full Gear. So yeah, good build towards a main event title match for MJF is exactly what we need. Back to basics. Let's go for a nice serious feud. And what else was on the show here? So full thumbs up for that, and I'm all in for the way this feud is going. Saraya lost the title to Hikaru Shida. Didn't really see this coming, but they clearly wanted to get the belt off Paige, Saraya, whatever you want to call her. And Hikaru Shida is she's like the Moxley, isn't she, of the women's division. When he doesn't know who to turn to, who to trust, he goes forward with Shida. We had the Timeless Tony stuff. Now on Fight TV that I was watching it on, it was just Tony Storm randomly doing this stuff. And we was like, what is going on here? What is going on here with Tony Storm? She's just like dancing on the TV. But I didn't realise that this was like during the commercials. So it was basically to keep the audience. That was what it was for. So I sort of understand it a little bit more. I'm glad they actually brought Tony out here to cost. So, well, she got rid of Ruby Soho, didn't she, in this? So Tony Storm did make an appearance in this, which was, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm not sure what the women's match is going to be for the next pay-per-view. It don't really make sense, Tony, to face Hikaru Shida. Maybe they want to put the title on Hikaru Shida. Maybe for Sasha Banks. But who is Sasha Banks ever going to debut in AEW? Feel like we're waiting for ages on that. So, yeah. So, we did. I liked the show. It was good. And then we got the main event. I liked the Christian promo. But for me, it was just a bit... Edge in the AEW ring just didn't... Edge's style just didn't seem right. I don't know. I can't quite explain it. It was slow. It was just not the AEW style. I didn't think he looked great in the ring. I do think it was worrying going forward. But it was the story of the match. So we'll give it a chance. Luchasaurus is not in the top 30 of in-ring competitors in AEW. So maybe against someone else with a faster pace, we can get a better match. But with it going... to be like, going forward, we're getting what we're getting. We're getting Edge versus Christian at Full Gear, probably. Another bit well-built story. I'll be interested to see it. But is it going to be that killer match? I think we're going to have to wait until he gets in the ring with the likes of Omega, Ospreay for that. So we will see. I mean, Edge wins. In the end, we get like everyone's running down. Danielson's running down. We get Danielson tapping out Christian. The show goes off air with Edge in the background. And expect a lot of Danielson and Edge against like Christian and Luchasaurus tags coming up leading into Full Gear. Not quite sure. Say if Danielson takes the belt off Christian, which I fully expect. Not sure who he's going to face at Full Gear. Maybe he could go with Zack Sabre Jr. because this is sort of a quiet period for New Japan and we could get the second installment of their series. But yeah, good show. I thought it was a really good show. I enjoyed the Swerve Danielson match. There was a lot of good matches on the show, a lot of storyline progression. I like the way we're going in towards Full Gear. Edge versus Christian. You're going to get Swerve Page 2. We're going to get MJF Jay White. Orange Cassidy Mox 2. So the matches do have a lot of story and nice build going into them. So yeah, I'm all excited for that. And yeah, thumbs up show for me. I'd probably go about 6.7 to 7 out of 10. Good show. And yeah, it was better than NXT. Now, people are like, oh, NXT was miles away. It had stars, but what did it have? What? It was just a weird show, wasn't it? It was just, maybe that's just not for me anymore. I don't know. Maybe that's just NXT just isn't for me. I mean, I'm not going to go into the negatives of NXT. It was what it was, wasn't it? We had a nice moment with Undertaker returning at the end of the show, if not a bit weird. Cena didn't do much. Heyman didn't do much. Cody was GM, didn't really do much for me either. The two things that were good on the show, all right, I'll give him this. I thought the video for Brian Pillman Jr. was great. Yeah, that's something that AEW can't offer. They're not good enough to do a video package like this. And this was fucking brilliant. This wouldn't happen in AEW. So Pillman Jr.'s made the right move and I like the way that he was going forward with that. We got Cargill showed up. Even coming out of the limo for 20 seconds, she looked like a bigger star. Presenter's a bigger star than she ever was in AEW. And I don't really have much to go for, really. Maybe we'll get, looks like, I don't really know. The big thing coming out of it for me, just glad Roman Reigns is back on SmackDown. Triple H is on SmackDown, so there's more to talk about there, really. Not much. Next week, this show will be just forgotten about. This was just a one-off NXT show, whereas Dynamite built stuff going forward for the future. So for me, without a doubt, Dynamite wins the show. I might even want to get into the NXT show properly. Dynamite wins the wins show quality easily, but NXT, or should we say NXT Mania, triumphed in the ratings over Dynamite. So I just think it's people can watch what they want. I actually feel sorry for WWE fans who can't enjoy AEW. I really do, or vice versa. But because right now there's a lot to enjoy in AEW wrestling-wise. And yeah, for me, WWE, it's hot, yeah. Are the shows that much better? I tried to watch Raw. It was hard to sit through. I tried to watch NXT. It was hard to sit through. The pay-per-view was all right. Wasn't great, wasn't even good. It was all right. Do you know what I mean? It was fast lane, it was fine. Hopefully we can pick up as we go into Crown Jewel and we go into Survivor Series. Hopefully we can pick up a lot for that. But we'll see. Fast lane itself, I mean, it was all right, wasn't it? It seems like a long time ago on Saturday night. It was all right. We got Cody and Jey Uso winning the titles. It was a good match. You had Cena and LA Knight teaming up to delete the bloodline. It was all right. Seth Rollins beating Nakamura. I didn't even watch it. I sat through every other match on the show and I just thought, I don't need to watch this. I already knew that Seth won. I don't want to watch a 28-minute last man standing match between the dead body of Nakamura and Seth Rollins. It was, do you know what I mean? Didn't need to see it. This is just, it reminded me a little bit of back in the day, the Backlash and Judgment Day. You know, like where WrestleMania was done, which is to say that's SummerSlam. You get Backlash and Judgment Day where not much happens. But even though you can still put good stuff on, it's a shame because WWE pay-per-views have been great this year. And it's a shame that, well, I can guarantee the bottom two pay-per-views of this year, if you do them in order at the end of the year, are going to be Payback and this Fastlane pay-per-view. The women's title match, Io Shirai retained against Charlotte and Asuka. It was fine. Do you know what I mean? 3.25 stars. There was no match on this show better than 3.5 stars. Danielson Swerve was better than anything on this pay-per-view. And for me, when you watch a pay-per-view, fair enough, you can do the weekly build-up shows in WWE to just deliver stories, but the pay-per-views, you want great matches, and we didn't get any on this pay-per-view. So for me, the pay-per-view, probably about a 5 out of 10. But yeah, basically, though, I'm going to try get back into WWE as we go towards Crown Jewel, go towards Survivor Series. Hopefully, the weekly TV is better. SmackDown's always going to be better when Roman Reigns is back. So yeah, that is basically everything I wanted to touch on. NXT Mania defeated Dynamite by 310,000 viewers. So we go forward. What will it mean? Who knows? The road to Full Gear, road to Crown Jewel goes forward, and we will be back next week on the Wrestle Fanzine to discuss the big stories in pro wrestling. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube at Wrestle Fanzine. Same on Twitter. And yeah, we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Give us a follow on Twitter. Hope you enjoyed the show. This has been episode 2 of Wrestle Fanzine. Just trying to fight. It's been tough. I'm trying to like get like a structure for the show. I do have ideas, but it's hard. Been hard to get that going forward, as we had the Wrestle Dream Show last week. We had Dynamite and NXT going head-to-head this week. So I think next week is going to be how I actually envisioned the show structure going forward. So tune into that episode 3 of Wrestle Fanzine next week. I have been Daniel. Hope you've enjoyed the show. See you later, everyone.